You're listening to the Mom Inspired Show, episode 380 with Amber Sandberg.
Welcome to the Mom Inspired Show. I'm your host, Amber Sandberg, and this show is created to inspire, encourage, and add a little extra fun to your day.
Well, hello, everyone. I hope you're doing good. I wanted to do this episode, three reasons why you might not be losing weight, because it made me think about this because of spring break. We're going on to spring break this week, and I know some of you might be going the next few weeks, depending on where you live. And you may be thinking, oh my gosh, I was trying to lose weight before I go on spring break, and now I'm stressing out. I didn't lose the weight that I wanted to, or you're stressing out that you may gain weight when you're on spring break. And so I just thought this would be really good to talk about this, okay? So I wanted to talk about three reasons why you might not be losing weight so that you kind of just think about what are you doing in your life so that maybe you can just tweak some things, okay? So number one, what season of life are you in? Are you in a season of life that it really is not working for you to lose weight? Like maybe you're just kind of like, this isn't my top priority, but I wish I was losing weight. That doesn't usually work, okay? It takes a little bit more effort than just to be like, well, I want to lose weight, so therefore I should lose weight, even though my life is really crazy right now. So let me give you some examples, okay? So say you're moving and your kitchen's insane, your house is crazy, things are in boxes, you don't know where anything is. This might not be the time to be like, let me just knock out some pounds and lose weight, right? In some ways, you might put on weight because you're so stressed thinking about losing weight, or you're eating out more. It just may not be realistic. Or maybe you're starting a new job, or you're looking for a new job, or starting a business, and you're like, I really need to figure out what am I doing? Like, I need to get out on Indeed and out in Indeed and LinkedIn and all these things and put my resume out there and get interviews and all this stuff. And you don't really have the time to be thinking about meal plans, tracking your food, and so on. Okay. So do you get my drift here that like knowing the season of life you are in, that is going to impact if you are losing weight or not. And so I just want you to think about that. Also too, like if you know your work season, like if you're an accountant, okay, maybe not, let's try to lose weight or try this new, you know, diet plan starting January, February, March, you know, going into April, right? Like this is when it gets really crazy. It's like, this is the time that you just maybe want to just hold it down, right? Like let's just maintain. All right. So that's number one. Number two is consistency. So are you stopping and starting? Like, will you not lose weight if you like are doing something and then you're kind of like, okay, I need to just do something else. And then you are back to like, okay, I'm going to do this, the next thing, or I'm going to go back to the other thing. It's like, maybe you're picking a plan and then you are doing it for 2 days, but then you're not doing it for 5 days, right? Like how consistent are you with the plan that you have chosen, right? So if you're kind of like showing up some of the times and then you're not showing up the other times, like you're going to notice that you're not going to lose weight. Like maybe you'll lose weight and then you'll put some weight back on and then you just kind of go back and forth like that. So how consistent are you? That is super key. That's one of the things when I lost weight, I was pretty consistent on what I was doing and I did see the trend go down. And I do think that's really important. And if you guys don't know my story, in 2019, I lost over 50 pounds. And I kind of averaged it out that I think I was losing a little bit over 4 pounds a month. So it wasn't super crazy. Like it wasn't like 10 pounds every month, right? Like it just like I was consistent, like consistently doing the thing and the weight came off. This is why I always like to talk about this. This is why I coach on this, because I have so much passion that if people would stay consistent, it's like they would notice. They would notice like changes. It's kind of like, can you imagine if you just kept pulling your money out of the stock market? You're like, oh my gosh, it's low. I'm pulling it out. And then it's like, you would never have money. Like it would be gone. It's like, you have to leave it in there. You have to just keep putting the money in and consistency, right? Like you do need to tweak things time to time, right? Like with the stock market, same with what you're doing as you get older and your body changes and things change, you do need to change it, but then stay consistent with that change. Okay. So that's number two. Number three, which kind of goes into consistency. Have you niched down, whatever you want to say, okay, on what in the world are you doing? Okay. You know who I'm talking to. You are bouncing all around like a bouncy ball. Okay. From one diet to another. So you're consistently being inconsistent. Okay. 1 week you're counting calories. The next week you're doing Atkins. All right. You know who you are. All right. You're just like, oh my gosh. Okay. What about this? Oh my gosh. I'm on Pinterest. Look at this plan. And you're like, oh, I saw somebody on TikTok. Oh, there's somebody on Instagram. You know who you are. So you need to really focus on one thing and give it some time. I cannot drill this into people's minds enough. I will, if you are a client with me and you have worked with me, you know that this is what I do. I'm like, we need to get the data. Like, and if you are not niching down on one thing and being consistent, we can't get the data. And you might be like, data, what are we talking about data? Data, like we have to see what is the trend, what is going on. And if you are so like all over the place, like with what you're doing, it is very hard to capture data to see what is working, what isn't working. And you guys, I talk about this on my podcast with just having monthly cycles, cycle syncing with our periods and everything that like that, being a woman. Okay. In a month's time, like everything can be all over the place from week to week. Okay. From like PMS to your period to ovulation to back to kind of PMS. Okay. I've just shortened everything up. Okay. Like those look very, very different and your body is going to respond differently. I mean, if you get really bloated some of the time during your cycle, you could easily just be like, oh, that plan didn't work. No, where are you in your cycle, right? So that's where it helps to have the data so that you can see. So ideally, you would do something for a month and take the data so that you can see, okay, this is what my body did each week of my cycle. And then if you want to change it or a little bit, then you can compare it to the next month. But like you really got to niche down on what in the world are you doing? So then you can measure the results. Otherwise, you're just kind of having a free-for-all. Like you don't know what you're doing. And then you think it's not working. So you jump to something else and then that doesn't work. And then you're just all over the place. So really you have to pick something and stick with it and see. And here's the thing to you guys. I want you to understand what I'm saying when I say this. It's not about speed. I think so many of us have this urgency. I get it. You're like, I wanted this weight off 5 months ago and here we are. And so you kind of freak out. And so that's why you bounce around and you don't give it the time that it needs to see if this actually works. And then you can actually make small tweaks. Instead, you just bounce from one thing to another. And then you really are not making a lot of progress. And if you can slow down and take out the urgency and not be frantic, you will be able to see what kind of works for your body. Because otherwise, it is really hard to tell. And then I feel like that franticness like really then puts on extra weight because now you're stressed, your cortisol is high, and you're kind of like, nothing works, I can't figure this out, and now you're panicking. Like, raise your hand if this is you. Like, is this you? Because I get that. I get what that's like. But if you could just say, I don't need to lose weight super fast, it will give you so much like freedom to really figure out what you need to do. Otherwise, you're just panicked and you're running around and just imagine the bouncy ball. Like you've just bounced that ball in a room on hardwood floors and it's like hitting the ceiling, hitting the wall, hitting back to the ceiling again. And I mean, you're just like, I don't even know what's happening. That's kind of what you're doing on a diet. All right. So again, it's like we're talking about the season of your life. Is this even a really good time? Is this really realistic? Like really, like to truly lose weight. And then number two, consistency. Are you being consistent in what you're doing? Or are you starting, stopping? Are you doing it some days, but not all the days? You know, it's like, well, like when you look at a month's time where you're like, okay, I did about 8 days out of 30 days. That is not going to help you. Like, that's not enough. Like, you really do need to show up. You need to show up so then you can see what's working. And then, like I said, niche down on what you're doing. Pick something, stay with it, be consistent, right? In a season of life that allows you to really focus on this. And that is going to start helping you to lose the weight. Those three things, if you're kind of like not in line with what I just said with that, this is going to be why you're not losing weight. Like it's a no brainer. It truly is. And so I just wanted to like share that with you that like, I really had to slow myself down when I was losing weight and not be panicked and be like, okay, this may take me a year. You know, and I think a lot of times people want to be like, oh my gosh, can I lose weight in like a month? Can I lose a lot of weight in 3 months? Like if you can kind of take away that time frame, I think it will really help you. And then you will lose weight to me for the long run. And I know, listen, who's out there? I'm going to call you Susie. Okay. Susie, I know you're thinking, I'm going to do this thing, but you know, I don't really know if I should do this with you. I know you are a weight loss coach. You're a certified life coach. I've listened to your other episodes but I'm just going to go watch YouTube and see if I can figure it out. I'm going to, you know, duct tape this whole plan together. Hope for the best. I need to go do macros or maybe, you know, maybe I'll just go to Pinterest and download some meal plans. And then I'm going to jump to TikTok because I saw someone lost weight super fast doing this weird diet. And then I'm going to go back to YouTube and see what I can find there. Because I felt like I saw some good stuff before. Unless maybe, you know, I'll just go to Weight Watchers. Maybe this will finally work this time. No. I really need to just do Atkins. Maybe I just do intermittent fasting. And then Susie, okay, what's going to happen is you're going to waste an entire year. You're going to lose and gain the same 10 pounds. And then you're probably going to be super frustrated and you're going to feel stuck. And then you're going to end up coming back to this podcast. You're going to be like, okay, I guess I really do need like a coach. Like I need somebody to kind of walk alongside me, hold me accountable, brainstorm, listen to my life, listen to what I'm saying so that I can get some help to figure out what I need to do specifically for me. Not all these plans that are very generic. It's like, here you go. Hope for the best. You know, you really want to do it the right way, right? Because now you've wasted 12 months duct taping a whole plan together, you know, going to YouTube, doing all the stuff. Okay. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I teach when I coach one-on-one. So let's listen, let's not do that. Let's just do this right. Like let's make things happen. You know, I'm going to teach you how to lose weight that works for you. You know, I'm going to share with you what worked for me. But I also then apply that to you. Like the things that work for me may not necessarily work for you, but I do have like a foundation that I work from, especially being certified and using my own personal experience. But really, I am always paying attention to my clients. What is working with them? If my clients are listening to this, they know that I sit there and I kind of dissect like what's happening going, okay. Like I feel like something's going on here specifically for this person, not like, well, across the board with all my clients, I'm going to change all of their stuff at the same time, even though they're not saying they have the same problem. No, that's not what I'm doing. I will help get you to start losing weight in less than 30 days. If you listen to what I'm saying and you come with the mindset that you want to be consistent, that this is a good season of life for you, and that you are willing to stay with one thing and not bounce all around. Okay, so when you join my coaching program, I'm going to teach you how to lose weight without counting calories or tracking macros. Yes, you heard that correctly. I know. Are you in shock? Are you like, I don't understand. How does that even happen? It does. Guess what? I lost over 50 pounds not tracking macros or calories. I know it's a little bit mind-blowing, isn't it? But that's the freedom I want to give you. I want to give you that food freedom. I want to give you the diet freedom. I want to give you that freedom that you don't have to always be staring at your phone, tracking. Like there is a different way. Okay. So all you have to do is go to mominspiredshow.com/coaching, sign up. We can chat. I'd love to meet you there. You know, we can do just a brainstorming session and you can tell me what you need. That's all you have to do is go to mominspiredshow.com/coaching. And if you are ready to stop duct taping your weight loss together and going from one thing to another and wasting a year, then you have come to the right place. So I will see you there. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This one's a quick one. I know you guys are busy, spring break, everything. And I will see you again. Bye. Hey, friends, thank you so much for listening to the podcast this week. If this podcast means something to you, it would mean so much to me if you'd be willing to take 30 seconds to do three things. Follow or subscribe to the Mom Inspired Show. This means that you will never miss an episode. It also helps me to keep bringing you relevant content and more amazing guests.